I was one of the people to start weaving last, which meant that I had certainly Minna's to my right, largely finished, and Jenny's to my left. Jenny was still working on hers. So we were able to coordinate a lot in terms of the colours I used, the colour palettes, which colours I used where, but also mine's quite a narrow tapestry. It's just under 40 centimetres wide. So within that space, I was conscious of needing to translate between Minna's, which can be quite different in a number of ways to Jenny's, but transfer between Minna's and Jenny's. But I knew that I had a loom that could take a longer tapestry. It's just under a metre tall in total. But I also particularly wanted to pick in the landscape. So I chose a section of the murmuration that went dipped into the landscape. And we've got a section of reed beds at the bottom and water. And then it goes up into the sky and into the murmurations. I was also aware that my murmuration, where they link through from Jenny's on the left to Minna's on the right, were quite low down, and I still had an awful lot of sky to weave. So I've borrowed ideas from some of the other tapestries to pick up the way that the murmuration comes in and out of the tapestries, but also to give a sense of flow by the way I've woven it. I've woven sections in shapes, flowing shapes, deliberately to continue that sense of movement through the tapestries. So there were benefits from leaving it later in the process to actually get mine woven. I could use ideas from the others, apart from the fact that you're then working to a tight deadline. But then I get used to that.